All right, I'm here with Casey Lentz. He's a student at Eastern Michigan University. We're going to be talking about how coronavirus has affected him up in Michigan compared to how it's affected me here in Pittsburgh. Casey, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Where exactly are you at? Are you on campus or somewhere else?
No, I live at a frat house just off campus. I'd probably say it's, you know, like a 5-minute walk to the, like, edge of campus.
Okay. All right. So, first question that I want to ask you is, when did this whole coronavirus thing kind of become something that affected you rather than just something that you saw in the news? When did it kind of become a reality for you?
Once I wasn't able to work anymore. So we were hanging out at the house one day, like me and all my brothers, and we saw on the news that they were saying that they're gonna be shutting everything down and everything. I was like, oh, what does that mean? And literally, I don't know, like a half hour to an hour later, we got an email from like the president, like the office of the president, saying that the campus is shut down. So immediately after that, we got an email from our boss saying that like we're out of work, because I work as a tour guide on campus. So it's a lot of you know, personal relations that you like meet with everybody, and you have to talk to everybody, and it's really in person. So we, you know, weren't able to do that. There were some jobs on campus that were still open, like food, all the food places on campus were still open and stuff like that, but my office was, you know, shut down.
Okay, so you mentioned that the university kind of shut everything down pretty quickly. Do you feel like they did just enough, you know, too much, not enough? Like, how do you feel about your school's response?
I think they did everything they could do. I mean, really, that's probably the biggest extreme, is shutting everything down. We got moved to online classes and everything, so we weren't actually going to classes, like, in person. So the online classes are a lot, there's a lot more work, because, like, some stuff that we would do in person, now we're doing, like, homework assignments for, so it's a lot more work than some people might actually think.
And do you like online classes? I mean, is that something that's tougher for you? Is it easier?
So I have taken classes online before. I took physics online, believe it or not. But the hardest part is when it's not supposed to be an online class, you know? So, like, I took physics online, but it was supposed to be online. I, you know, going into it, I was expecting it to be online. And the professor, you know how to make everything, you know, able to do at home by yourself, right? But a lot of the professors weren't prepared for the shutdown. They only gave the teachers or all the professors 3 days to, it was like Friday. We heard about it on Thursday, that everything was shut down, and then they gave them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday we had out of class, like, assignments that we were supposed to do. So they only gave them 3 days to prepare for it, which I think they should have gave them a little bit longer. You know, that was I didn't really get a choice in that.
Right. And I want to kind of pivot away from school and a little bit more toward Michigan itself. What were, like, kind of the initial measures that Michigan took? Because I know here in Pennsylvania, they kind of dragged their feet a little bit. It was, you know, there might be a curfew, there might not be, and then it turned to, you know, shutting stuff down. What was Michigan's response in the beginning?
Yeah, so a lot of the, everything got shut down for a couple days. Like, at first they said, we're not letting anybody go to anything. And then they said, we're going to be doing that on, like, Thursday. Like, they told that, if they told us this on Monday, I don't remember the exact dates, but they said, like, Monday, and they gave people, like, 4 days notice for everything to be shut down. And they redacted that and said, only certain businesses are allowed to stay open. So if you sell food, you're allowed to stay open, because, you know, you're considered an essential business, right? If you sell food or, like, that's about it, or like medicine and stuff like that. So like Walgreens and CVS and stuff like that. That's all still open, but everything else is closed. So you know, bowling alley's closed, campus is closed. Me and my friends were actually going to go up to the campus and shoot hoops, but they took the backboards off of the hoops, so you can't.
So they're taking it pretty seriously.
Yeah, literally. All the parks, they did the same thing with all the parks too. Like, if you drive around, like, nothing's, everything's black. It's crazy. There's still a lot of people out and about though, I've noticed. But for the most part, the governor's taking it pretty good. Like, I really don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, she really knows what she's doing in terms of not being able to know what to do, you know, because it's a whole new thing that's never like happened forever. So
You mentioned that people are still out and about kind of driving around. I was just about to ask you, you know, what's kind of been the public response, not necessarily the state government, you know, how are people there handling all of this?
I've talked to a lot of different people about it. Like all my brothers who still live in the house and my girlfriend, everybody's taking it different, but for the most part, we're okay. It just sucks because a lot of us aren't in work right now. We still have to pay rent and everything. That's probably the hardest part. So like, I've been asking my parents for money, and like, I don't want to do that because, you know, I was working and I was making rent and I was, you know, paying all my bills and everything. So now that I can't work, and it's hard to find jobs because not a lot of places are hiring. So and so is open, but you know, it's really, you know, they're not really hiring people.
Right. And another thing that I wanted to ask you was kind of, you know, you've on lockdown, everybody's been pretty bored. How have you been holding up and keeping yourself entertained?
I've been cooking, actually. I like to cook before, but now that everything's, you know, shut down, I go to the grocery store and pick up a bunch of different fruits, vegetables, different meats that I've never cooked with before, and like experiment in the kitchen, cooking, playing video games a lot, hanging out with my friends, watching movies. Stuff that I was already doing, but now I'm just doing a lot more of it. I was never really a big, like, socialite, going out and, like, partying and doing, like, you know, normal college stuff. I was more, like, just hanging out, chilling. But now that we can't go out and do any of that stuff, now it's just, like, all right, how much more of the same thing can I do over and over again, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. So another question that I wanted to ask was, in light of all of this, how have you kind of changed your personal health habits? Because I know for me, you know, I'm washing my hands a lot more. I'm doing all that sort of thing. What have you changed?
I was already a pretty clean person to begin with. I went out when they said that, you know, we got to wash our hands more. Me and my roommate both went out. We bought like extra soaps, just so we wouldn't have to keep going back to the store to get soap. So we already had like one of those jumbo rolls of toilet paper, which was super expensive, but you know, it's whatever. But we had it because we don't have to buy toilet paper all that often. So we had one of those, a bunch of soaps. It's really not doing a lot more aside from washing my hands more often. They say you should try to wear masks and stuff when you go out to public places, but you know, I don't want to, you know, take away the masks from, you know, like public healthcare workers. So there's that. And like saying, like my girlfriend, she works at Target and stuff, so like they want them to be wearing masks and gloves while they're at Target. I went to Sam's Club today. I would say I saw six workers there wearing masks and gloves. Everybody was wearing gloves, but I would say only a couple of them were wearing masks. So I don't know if, you know, a lot of other people think that it's the mask important. I think that they could be a lot more important than what they are. So I think if we had more masks, that would be nice, but, you know.
And you mentioned a little bit of behind the scenes here. You mentioned that you had to stand in line at Sam's Club. You texted me earlier because we had to delay this interview because you were standing in line at Sam's Club. That's not really something that's going on here. I haven't experienced that yet. Is that something that's going on everywhere up there?
You know, because we went to two places. So we went to Sam's Club first. And we had to wait in a line for, I would say, 30 minutes-ish. Because they were only letting, every time one person would come out, they would let one person back in. And everybody who was in line for Sam's was like, there was like two or three people in a group and they were going together. At least that's how we were doing it too. Like it was me and my two buddies and to get groceries. So like they gave their stuff because I was the only one with the Sam's Club membership. So they just put them off mine. But it was weird because we went to Meijer, which I don't know if you know what Meijer is.
I know what it is. We don't have it here, but I know what it is.
Okay. So we went to Meijer, and they didn't have lines at all. It was, you know, it seemed like a normal, what's it, Tuesday? It seemed like a normal Tuesday, you know, at the grocery store. Like, no line. You know, there's obviously lines inside, but everybody was trying to, you know, keep their distance from each other and stuff like that. But, you know.
Do you feel better about the grocery store that had a line or the one that didn't? I mean, I know it's a pretty big inconvenience to have to wait in line to get into a grocery store, but is it worth it for the added safety?
See, that's hard because I personally don't feel like it made too much of a difference because, you know, they keep saying, you keep hearing like, oh, it's not actually 6 feet and, you know, people are standing, you know, 6 feet apart, but they say like, oh, the spread might actually be 13 feet or 15 feet, whatever the feetage now, I don't even know. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the customers were wearing masks, but not everybody was wearing a mask. I wasn't wearing a mask. You know, it's really hard to gauge something. Like, I think personally, all the steps that we are taking are making a difference. It's just which ones are and which ones aren't making a difference is what is really, which ones are necessary in better terms.
Right, right.
Personally, I don't think having us stand in lines is necessary because then we're out here. Because it's only 40, I would say it's like 45 degrees out right now. Like I'm wearing a sweater. So I don't know what it is back in Pennsylvania for you, but it's fairly cold, you know, having us wait outside in these lines. It's kind of like the bread, kind of like the bread lines back in during the Great Depression.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you think that your state could be doing better in terms of this, or do you think they've got it just about as controlled as they possibly could?
I think they should have a curfew or limit the amount of people can be out. I don't know if that's even possible. Like, you know, I can definitely tell that there's less traffic, but there's still a lot of cars and stuff out on the road, and there's a lot of people outside too. Like, I know that they said that you should go outside and exercise and stuff like that, but there's a lot of people. It was, I think, 70 on Friday, and me, myself, and everybody else were outside, like, just hanging out on the porch and going for walks and things like that, because, you know, it's not like we're going to be able to, like, you know, go out and do stuff. So I think if you do go outside, you should wear a mask or something like that, you know. Or, like, if you're going out in public, you should wear a mask or something like that, or gloves, or even a homemade one. I think they should enforce that. I don't know if they're going to, but it's really hard to, you know, gauge stuff like that too, especially with this whole virus thing, because it's all new.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, I've been wearing a mask outside. My grandma made me one. And we went running at North Park a couple weeks ago, which that's a park up north, hence the name. And probably about 90% of the people didn't have masks. And I'm thinking, you know, what are these people doing? But anyways, this interview is not about me. It's about you. So I want to ask you, this is kind of a two-parter. First, what do you miss most about life before quarantine?
Working. As much as I don't like to work, I miss working the most because it got me out of the house to do more stuff. I think it was a fun job too. I'll definitely say that. But it just sucks because, you know, you're here, you can't make any, it's hard, it's really, really hard to make money, it's hard to find a job, it's hard to make bills. Everything's just a lot harder than it should be, you know, especially for a college student. Everything is already hard because you have to work, you have to study, you have to do all this other stuff. And you think it'd be easier, but it's not, you know.
Here, I'll give you a little bit of a hypothetical. Let's say tomorrow nothing about the virus has changed, but your school gives you a call and they say, hey, we'd like you to come back to work. Would you be comfortable doing that, or would there be some
Yeah, I think I would definitely go back to work. I should have my camera down here. I would definitely go back to work because I'm running out of funds, you know. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, I know it might be potentially dangerous to go back to work and do stuff, but, you know, I'd take that risk because, you know, everything runs on money.
Right, right. And one final question before I let you go. Whenever all this ends, whenever quarantine ends and it's safe to go out back in public and live your normal life again, what is the first thing you're going to do?
I'm probably going to go to a restaurant and buy the biggest burger I can find.
Any particular restaurant?
Well, there's this place called Tower Inn, and they do these karaoke Thursdays, and we always go to the Thursdays and hang out and sing and stuff, so it's a lot of fun, and they have a lot of good food. That's probably what I'll probably do. Probably go there.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Casey, thank you for coming on, giving us a great interview. Hope you stay safe, stay healthy. Hope your family stays healthy. And I'll see you.
All right. Thanks, bud. See you.